It's that time of year again. Time for... Swords! What? You thought I was talking about Halloween? Fuck no, Sharthole! All times of year are sword times of year! Are you gonna try to convince me that your wimpy little pitchfork is an appropriate weapon for trick-or-treating? Bogus! You're gonna carry around some wobbly scythe with a fake bloody skull on it to scare the other kids? Well, the skull part sounds pretty cool, but no! Get the hell out of here! The only thing you need to carry around for Halloween is... Swords! Hack your way through a corn maze! Swords! Defend yourself on a haunted hayride! Swords! Slice apples for a delicious pie or cobbler! Swords! 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 Stab your friend if they make fun of you for liking pumpkin spice! Swords! Rake your leaves in quadruple the time! Swords! Chop off the head of every scarecrow you see, just in case! S-words! Murder the guy who invented candy corn! Swords! Cut two holes in a sheet for a ghost costume! Swords! So this Halloween, don't settle for puny plastic weapons designed specifically to murder your boner or desiccate your baby cannon! Grab a sword and carve a face into a pumpkin! Or carve a face into the face of your enemy! Swords! We put the gore in gourd!
Welcome to Pork Fried Dice, a podcast in which a group of friends play Dungeons & Dragons together, facing the horrors of the fantasy world before them with unflinching solemnity and stoicism. Or not. Featuring Katie as Will, Greg as Lank, Abby as Rafina, Alex as Batwhack, and Eric as Nick and as Dungeon Master. Hold on to your haversacks. Let's roll.
Are my levels appropriate?
Ooh, sounds good, I think.
Are my levels appropriate?
No. I'm talking to two people coming out of Abby's mouth, apparently. Mm-hmm. One, no. The other, yes.
There are people coming out of my mouth?
Yeah, apparently. Don't listen to my sentences. They don't make any sense.
Isn't that where babies come from? Terrible.
Out of your mouth.
Ew. Ow.
What?
Nothing.
He's talking about how children are birthed out of mouths like a reverse snake.
Ew. Aww. Gross.
Like a reverse snake.
Like a reverse snake.
They come out tail first.
No! This is all wrong!
Do you hear Do you hear something?
He has a lovely cough.
Can you guys hear the wind tunnel sound, for, like the heavy breathing Darth Vader sound from this side?
Did you turn the fan down?
No.
I don't
hear
so.
Alright. Good. Yeah, turn the fan down.
Okay.
Sweet.
Cool.
All right.
You look like Darth Vader.
Why?
Because you've got the lamp right behind your head.
Classic Darth Vader, always standing in front of lamps.
Yeah, he stands in front of the lamps, man. That's the best part of Star Wars, I swear.
Yeah, you're right. I can't seem to fix it by moving the lamp behind. Ooh.
See?
Ooh.
Now he looks like Qui-Gon Jinn.
When you block the light, then it fixes itself.
Fixes it.
Fixes will put you to sleep. Right.
Shut up, everyone!
I'm the only one. I have, like, scared.
You finally provoked him. Oh my god. Oh, I forgot to get gin. I need gin.
You do.
Qui-Gon gin.
What did he say?
Qui-Gon gin.
Is that some sort of racist joke?
Yep! It totally is. I hate people from whatever planet Qui-Gon Jinn is from.
Yeah. You hate a a whole planet of people, man. That's messed up.
Yeah, I know. You're going to have to edit that out. Anyway. Well, that's funny, because I wrote this a long time ago in a misty valley far, far away.
Really?
Oh, yep. No way.
I that did. So weird. I wrote it. Let's see. Can you see that?
No. Nope. You got your... It's in front of the lamp. No, spoilers. Just kidding.
See it? A long time ago in a misty valley far, far away.
Ooh.
And it was a long time ago, because it was
a couple 2 weeks ago. Yeah.
How odd. As opposed to our usual single continuous episode. You got to have a nice conversation with Strahd, which is easily summarized. He asked where Arena is, you all refused to tell him, and so he dropped a fireball on you and flew away.
Yeah, that was pretty much it. A lot happened there.
The party made it out alive, but one of your NPC associates was not so lucky. Adrian, the eldest son in the Martikov family of were-ravens, was laid low by this magical assault. Never to shapeshift nude again. After felling the evil Gulthias tree atop Yester Hill, you helped bear Adrian back to the Wizard of Wines and eventually to Valaki, where he will be able to receive proper burial.
That's so weird. Like, I would think that they, you know, they live so far away, I would thought maybe they had, like, a graveyard next to their home. Like, you know, like, I feel like they had that in past times.
Well, I think they wanted the proper rites with the priest. They don't really have a priest up by the Wizard of Wines. And also, his brother does live in Valaki.
So? That brother's like the outcast of the family.
Is he?
Isn't he? That's what the guy...
Yeah, they don't like... they're mad at him.
Yeah.
The dad blames him for the loss of one of the gems.
Are we going to watch drama ensue?
Just me
you,
talking
you
to myself?
You talking to yourself?
OMG.
I'm so mad at you for shirking your duties while you were supposed to be on guard duty. Ah, Dad. I don't know what that guy sounds like.
He sounds like me, but talks about wine a lot.
Oh, wine. Dad. Business. In. That's all I can think of. I don't know what the hell's going on anymore. Typical me. Welcome back to another episode of me being dumb all the time.
With three supporting dummies.
Oh no. You guys are all so... You use words and then I'm like, what is that word?
I've never heard of... She was talking
about me. No, them three dummies. Them three!
Oh wait, there's five of us. She was talking about me.
She was talking about you.
My math skills are great.
So you've made your way to Valaki. You enter in through the western gates, since you had traveled west, as was your wont, for so long. But you make your way in to the town. It's before dark, and the Martikovs are recognized. And you did bring with you some wine as well in the wagon. So that you're let into the gate easily. Wasn't as tough of a time as you had when you initially entered the town.
That wasn't that tough. I just, like, yelled at them, and then they were like, all right.
Yeah. You didn't have to raise your voice quite
so loud.
Oh,
Irina was with us, too. Yep. I was like, look, this lady that you don't know is with us. And they were like, it's D&D. We've got to let them into this next town. That's the next part of the journey. Let's let them in. Anyway, go on.
Yep.
Sorry.
So you didn't have to dial up your jackassery so much, none of you. You bring the body to the church. You drop him off there, and you just push him off the back of the car.
you
slow down a little bit.
We actually take it running faster and try to, like, do a power slide and get him to fly out.
Blue sparks!
There's an open stained glass window he flies through.
And field goal!
Yay!
Feet first, just like a reverse snake.
And those are the rights. A reverse snake. And those are the rights that mm-hmm. he wanted. The Morning
yep.
Lord's rights. You gotta do
he
all that.
Right through, out another window and into his grave.
Right. Yes. All it takes.
Good thing we phoned ahead and told them to dig one.
Up the trampoline altar.
Man, those are some badass rites. I like them.
Celebrate Bathwack runs over, picks him up, and spikes him in his grave.
that happens.
Yeah, it does.
His fellow family members just stand there, raise the roof.
But we all are doing it as solemnly as possible. We all look sad as mm-hmm. we do.
Yeah.
Someone's playing a dirge somewhere. It's Rafina.
Where permitted by physics, everything is done extremely slowly.
It's the slowest full body spike into grave you've ever seen.
They have an anti-gravity chamber set up over the grave hole.
Don't be ridiculous!
Ah!
Have you no respect for the dead?
My head hurts. It's one of those times where we start and the back of my head hurts from smiling.
Frown.
Okay. I don't like this joke.
You can play the dad.
Very disrespectful. Yeah, I'll play the dad.
Yeah, you kind of sounded like him. Uh-oh, here we go with this again.
It's unsafe to drink liquids during this game.
You never know when a body might fly past and knock your drink out of your hand. And that's all the time we have for today. You okay?
Yeah, my head genuinely hurts in the back. You can tell that I don't smile on a daily basis.
God, my smiling muscles are out of practice.
They really are. Oh, okay.
So, you very solemnly and seriously bring the body into the church, and then you travel with the father, Davian? Or is it Davian? Let's get into that again.
Oh, yeah, shit.
All right. His, the youngest brother stays behind with Adrian's body, and you will head over to the Blue Water Inn, where you presumably have rooms. You were promised by Davian before all this happened, but after you cleared out the winery, that you would be given free room and board for helping them out. So you head back, Davian presumably to deliver the news to his son and his family.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Yeah, that just sucks.
Yeah, it does.
It was really depressing last time. I remember that ending on a sad
yep.
note. But let's keep going with the Monty Python funeral.
So you get to the Blue Water. It's a little later in the day, past noon. Davian heads in to greet his son and to, again, deliver the news. And what would you all like to do?
Oh, it was fun listening to you talk. Can you just keep doing it?
You all mindlessly walk into the Blue Water Inn. All the spark of life has seemed to just disappeared from your eyes. There's something very methodical and rote about your movements. You all make your way inside and each sit down simultaneously at a table and just stare at each other.
Nice.
Would I want to go back to the church and play on the trampoline?
Yeah! That is a sacred trampoline. It's not for playing. Just for dead bodies, okay?
Sorry. Sorry. You're right.
Did I have a familiar or did I not? I don't remember at this point.
I think he was probably extinguished by the fireball.
Yeah.
But you've been riding in the cart. You would be able to have him back.
I was just curious.
So he can be back in whatever form you would like.
Okay. Probably just the dog, because then it's just like a normal creature. Or I don't want to, like, walk around with a raven on my shoulder, because that'll be kind of like, I got a raven over here, guys. You might have lost one, but I got one right here.
Well, that'll take the sting out of it.
Erwin comes out, is that you, Adrian, reborn?
Man, okay, so open-ended. I have things that I would like to do. Will's like, I'm going to go look at the barbershop that I saw on the way to, I think it was Blinsky's. I don't know if he actually... Yeah, I'm going to go get a haircut. Peace out.
You need to go get your mustache examined?
Shut up!
Oh, mustache!
Oh, yeah. I'm sure they can put that right back on for you. Oh, wait! Barbershops cut off hair.
Oh. I mustache you a question.
Will just turns around and walks away because everyone's teasing him. Those are good jokes. Goodbye. He totally, like, yeah, so I didn't ask. When my mustache fell off.
Right.
I'm assuming I also probably have stubble because I don't think that I... Wait, let me look at my list of things that I have in my bag.
Two daggers.
Yeah, but how do you carve your face? How do you carve your face with a dagger? Pretty well, but I meant shave.
How do you... You're stabbing yourself with a dagger. I was like, oh, I meant to shave.
Oh,
shit.
Ah, man. I just carved myself. I don't think I have things to shave. So I think he looks ridiculous. He has no mustache and he has stubble. So he's going to the barbershop. Will is bothered by his appearance and is going to the barbershop.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Will's heading to the barbershop. What about the rest of you?
If we're in the tavern, maybe it's time for some of that famous hot beet soup and bread.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm going to go. Anybody else want some hot beet soup and fresh bread?
If we're okay with splitting up, maybe I'll go do something as well.
Okay, where are you gonna head, Bat Thwack?
I'd like to go see if the cart is still here and see if I can find Rectavio.
Okay, so you're gonna head over to the stockyard.
Yeah, I don't know where. Did he say where we could find him? I don't think he did.
I mean, he stays at the Blue Water Inn. He has him in there.
So maybe I could ask here first.
Okay. What about you, Rafina?
Well, Rafina is, I don't know if you've noticed, but she's pulled out a tiny little bandonian with a very sweet, very sad, a tiny bit inappropriate dirge at this moment. And
she's just playing, and every once in a while she's just like, penis. Penis.
It's just what Rafina would do.
Right, yeah.
But some of the people,
just a little inappropriate.
Some of the people in the inn have gathered around and are listening, so she's encouraged by this and is playing a little bit faster all the time.
Aww.
What's a bandonian?
It's an Argentinian, like, it's kind of like an accordion, but it has buttons on both sides. I think. Don't quote me on that. I might be thinking of a concertina.
I won't quote you, but I will record you.
All right, then I better Google it. It has buttons on both sides, and it's a squeeze box. Mm. And they use it for tango, which is part of the reason why using it for this dirge is seemingly a little bit inappropriate, I guess.
Suddenly you have a rose gripped between your teeth.
And perhaps I will partake of some of the soup.
All right. Well, let's see, while he's gone, let's switch to Will real quick.
Oh.
You tell people you're heading to the barbershop. Do you head to the barbershop?
I think the barbershop is on the way to the coffin maker shop, right? Because while we were going
there... At least
there,
the way that you were taken from the church it was, yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Will is relishing his freedom from these people that he has been with for a while, and he's exploring this city because he likes cities.
Okay.
But yeah, he's
it's more of a town. But...
Town, sorry. He likes things that are not the wilderness. He does not understand what trees are. He's like, I don't like these trees. There has been too much grass around. I am glad to be in a city or town, whatever. I'm serious that he is very bothered by his unkemptness. He's been bothered by his hair for ever since he got here and everything. So I think he's just going to go to the barbershop first.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So you find it with a little difficulty, not too much. I've said it before. This is kind of your type of environment. Mm-hmm. You're good at keeping track of streets and alleyways, corners, buildings, businesses, that kind of thing. So you make your way there, and it does seem to be open for business. If you look in from the outside, though, there doesn't seem to be any patrons at this time. You do see a man sweeping the floor on the inside.
Sweet. I go in and get a haircut and a shave.
Two bits. Okay.
Yes, it costs two bits.
And I'm like, what is a bit?
And they stab you with their scissors. Just add a little flavor.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you, like, try to strike up a conversation with the barber or anything like that? He doesn't seem to be, like, overly talkative.
Is he creepy like the coffin maker? How does his voice sound? Is it like, hello, I'm obviously a bad guy? Or is he like Sweeney Todd?
Obviously a bad guy.
Right, exactly. Or is he like Sweeney Todd and he's all like Tim Burtoned up or something?
It's actually Edward Scissorhands.
Oh!
He's perfectly suited for
my
the job.
Hair is going to look like a poodle when I come out. It's gonna, like not like a poodle's haircut, like a poodle itself. It's going to look like a poodle on top. Mm-hmm. It's going to be pretty great.
But of course.
I think he would totally talk about, like, you know, goings on.
Okay.
What, you know.
Is there something specifically that you're trying to,
have you heard anything about what happened? We heard, how would he phrase that? He would say, any news about Henrik, the coffin maker? Have you heard anything about that guy?
I says, well, yes, we, heard he was in league with some,
Oh, I'm in the West! I'm in the Wild West! Yes!
Some howdy, partner.
some vampire likes. But there were some heroes that came through, these blue-caped, blue-garbed heroes of some type. People don't really seem to know too much about them, but I guess they took down these evil spawn and turned Henrik into the local constabulatory.
Yeah. Has there been any goings-on, you know, at the shop? Like, who's the new coffin? Do they have anybody over there? Like, any?
Oh, it's only been just a few days. I heard the building was pretty well destroyed, at least from the inside. I think they're setting up something over there. I think it has something to do with the next festival coming up this week.
Oh. Like something at the shop that would have something to do with the festival?
Yes, sir. I think I heard tell maybe like a type of stage or something. Usually they do things in the town square, but this next celebration seems to be focused on the events that happened to save our town from this threat.
Does this guy have a really awesome mustache? Because I'm going to be mad.
Oh, he really does.
Yeah, I feel like he has an amazing mustache.
He sounds like a mustache man.
Exactly.
Yeah, totally does.
It's got like a huge handlebar. Like,
oh,
that's
it
what
does.
This guy, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You going to beat him up and take it?
Yeah. While I'm here, give me that mustache. Ugh. Yeah, no, he... But
you
yeah.
rip it off. There's another one underneath.
Do you know anyone by the name of Vasily? Vasily.
Vasily. I don't think I've heard that name before.
How about Lady whatever the hell her name is? Lady.
Lady whatever the hell her name
Lady
is.
Lady Fiona Wachter. Is that right? Fiona Wachter?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know where she lives? Like, does she live in Valaki?
Oh, yeah, she has a nice house. She's one of those richy-rich types. Her house is... And he gives you the directions.
Oh, sweet. He turns
roughly.
Into Siri. Turn left as you exit the barbershop.
Wikipedia says... Her house is on the north road of town, heading up towards the lake.
Mm-hmm.
She's in that section. It's on the right side, about halfway from the main through road up to the lake. You can't miss it. It's pretty fancy.
So there's like a whole fancy section of your town.
No, her house is fancy.
Only her house.
Well, I mean...
There's one fancy house.
The mayor's house is pretty nice. The church is a beautiful building, if you've ever been there.
Yes.
The Blue Water Inn is a beautiful edifice, and I think my shop here holds its own. Though maybe not as grandiose as some of those.
Okay.
It's a trailer. No, just kidding.
All right.
You want to think?
Yeah, I want to think.
Okay. We'll cut back to the rest of the clan, some of which have sought out some soup. One of you is seeking some information about Rictavio. You're all in the Blue Water Inn at this point. Looks like Davian and Erwin have been in the back discussing. Erwin comes back out with him, wiping a few tears from his face, but he's more or less composed at this point. And he sees you there. There's not really much going on in the main tap room itself. It's sort of between, you know, meal times. So he sees you and comes over and says, Oh,
thank you for what you've done for my family and I. I know you have come bearing sort of mixed news, but I still want you to know that I much appreciate the work you've done helping with the winery, and especially bringing back one of those gems here to our family. Thank you very much. Is there something I can do? I know my father has promised you room and board here, which I am more than happy to grant. If there's even more that I could do for you, I would be happy to. I mean, in the meantime, you must be hungry after your trip. Would any of you like something to eat?
Yes.
Good.
Yes. What is on the menu today?
Well, I mean, I would be happy to serve up wolf steaks across the board if everyone would like. Again, no charge. You eat free here.
I would stick with some of the soup, and if there's fresh bread, which there was last time.
Certainly, yes. I'll have my wife bring it out. The rest of you, anything?
Maybe a little bit later, but can you point me toward what the hell is his name? What's his name?
Rectavio,
yeah.
He still keeps a room here. It's only been a few days.
Have you seen him lately?
He was here this morning for breakfast. He headed out. I'm not sure where he might be at this time. He usually is back here for dinner, so I would imagine if you're here then, that you might, you know, find him here then.
All right.
And, I'm sorry, I forgot. And he heads back behind the bar, and he comes back around. And he's holding out an envelope. And he said, this was sent here for all of you, really. This was delivered here earlier today as a message for you all.
Who delivered it?
Just a boy here in the town. That's usually how messages are delivered back and forth.
Hmm.
No formal mail service here.
I'll take it if no one else is going to grab it.
Okay. The envelope's unmarked, but... you would assume that, you know, it's just from word of mouth that it was given to you, or that he was told to give it to you.
All right, I guess I'll have some beet soup and bread too. And let's open this. Let's open this letter.
Okay. Do you want to just open it right there and then with him there? Or do you want to wait?
Oh, what do you guys think?
I'll just sort of look here.
All right. No secrets. All right. What's the worst thing that could happen?
All right.
All right. Let's open.
You dig into it. He doesn't look like he really wants to linger anyway. He goes over and looks like he maybe shares your orders with someone in the kitchen. You would assume it's his wife. And then he says, I'm going to head off with my father here to pay my respects to my brother. My wife, she will be bringing out your food here shortly. I'm sure you'll be in good hands. I'm sorry, but hopefully you understand it.
Oh, of course.
Yes. So, you know, make yourselves at home, whatever you'd like. She'll bring it to you. I also have her bringing out some of the Red Dragon Crush for you all. So partake, enjoy. You can return to your rooms whenever you'd like, whatever you need to do. I won't be gone too long. I do need to tend to my inn here, but I will be gone for a little bit. And he and Davian head out together. His father puts his arm around him, his shoulder, as they go. So if there is some animosity between them, it's at least seems to be forgotten at this point. And you dig into the letter. Let's see. Before I read the text, I'm going to cut back real quick. Does Will have anything further he wants to explore with the bartender? The barbershopman?
He's also a bartender.
The barbershopman. He's pouring hot beet soup over your hair.
Oh, nice. No, I don't think I actually have any more questions for him. I have other things that I want to do, though.
Okay. Where are you heading out? Somewhere else?
Yeah.
Okay, you can at least say where you're headed.
I don't want to, like, interrupt.
It's fine. I picked a good spot. Trust me. Just tell me where you're heading.
Well, first of all, I want to say that he gets his... I want him to try to get his hair styled, but my idea was that he can't ever get his hair... It's like his hair just won't behave, so that is something that he's...
Well, I mean, first off, it depends on what kind of style you're looking for. This
what
doesn't
he used
seem,
to do.
This doesn't seem to be the most urbane... barbershop.
I have hair oil. I just don't have a comb because my patron is the one that kind of packed my pack for me, so he's fucking with me.
Okay.
And he packed certain things and not others just to mess with me.
Do you
want to
buy one?
Can I buy a comb from this guy?
You could ask him.
I would love to buy a comb from him.
I'll be happy to sell you one. That would be, along with the cut, that would be, it would be, let's see, we'll say... He's sort of sizing you up. He's trying to, it doesn't look like he probably doesn't have set prices.
Ah!
He says that, Will goes, ah! When he realizes that.
That's your bartering battle cry.
Lower your price!
I would say a fair price would be 7 copper pieces.
Sounds good. That's fine.
Yes.
He's not going to. He's not
the murdering bartender.
All right. So deduct 7 copper pieces, but add 1 wooden comb.
Wooden? You're going to get splinters in your hair.
It's just a stick.
Comb, quote unquote.
I think you should have saved your money and bought a comb from Blinsky.
Actually, speaking of which, that is where I am headed next.
Okay.
Toy Star? Oh, yes. Rufino, if she'd known, she'd have so gone along.
Well, if Lank had known you were going out to buy things, I would have told you to see if the barber had waffle iron.
A waffle iron?
Probably.
Yeah, probably.
I also dabble in electronics from the future. And I invented this DeLorean and a waffle maker.
All right. So you're going to head to Blinsky. We'll all prepare for that mentally. And I'll
steal yourself.
Cut back, and you get the letter open, and it's written in a what you would think is probably a man's script, and it says the following: Welcome back to Valaki, the glowing jewel and safe haven in this dark valley of Barovia. I have heard tale of your exploits at the Wizard of Wines, and would like to reward your bravery in restoring the supply of wine to our town. The finely crafted nectar of grape is sure to return warmth to the hearts of many here, reinforcing the ironclad fact that all will be well here in Valaki, ultimate fortress against gloom and despair. As an expression of my gratitude, I would like to invite you all to dine with me this evening at my humble manse. I have a proposition for you.
Sorry, that word.
My manse is no simulacrum. It is a true manse indeed.
Hey, at least I know what a manse is, okay? Simulacrum, maybe not, but...
I have a proposition for you that I think you will be very excited to hear. Arrive at sunset, and together we can celebrate this victory you have scored against the forces of evil, and toast our long future together here within the impenetrable walls of our happy town. Oh. And it's signed, Baron Vargas Valakovich, proud burgomaster of Valaki.
Yeah.
How long did you practice saying that name? That's a mouthful.
Seems like quite an honor, but doesn't that last sentence make you feel like we're going to be here forever?
Yeah.
Wait, who all's here to hear the reading of this letter?
Everyone but him.
Everybody but Will.
Oh, okay. Maybe we can send Will. We can all enjoy some beet soup.
We can send Will. Will, we got you a dinner date.
Wow, says Nick. How did he find out already?
You're easily enthused, aren't you, lad?
Well, come on, that's the baron of the town. Like, I wonder what proposition he has for us.
What would we bring him for a host gift?
My mustache. Sorry, I'm not there.
We really need a wooden comb. Does anyone have a wooden comb?
None of us do.
We need to bring him a new straw doll. I guess that probably wouldn't go over very well.
The guards didn't seem to like it.
So what time of day is it right now? This soup is more of a brunch?
More of a linner.
A linner, okay. Well,
you have a few hours until sunset.
I personally would be fine having something other than beet soup after this hearty dinner. So we should take him up on the offer. It probably can't get any weirder than it's been already.
Or
careful
or,
what you say, Link. Yeah,
I guess it probably can't get any more dangerous either.
And at least it's not raining, am I right?
A drop of water falls through a crack in the ceiling right into your soup. Alright. Yeah, I guess we should check that out, says Nick. Where did Will go? To the barber shop? I guess we gotta tell him. Here, let me see if I can contact him with my mind. 1 second, guys.
If this happens, Will's like panicking in the middle of an alley, like, where's this guy coming from?
Is the inn in between the toy shop and the barber shop?
No.
Oh, really? Mm-mm. How are we ever going to find him? He brought his raven with him, right? Or his dog?
Probably.
Yeah.
Nick says, I can't reach him.
I still have a couple hours, right? So
yep.
Maybe I'll just take the opportunity to run east, west, down the, whatever, down the street to the
towards place the stockyard.
To the like that we're sitting in the inn looking out the window. We see Bathwai running back and forth. No, shit, where was I going?
Yeah, I want to just see if I can find this guy. I want to go up toward where his I can't think of any words for some reason. This is not ideal for this kind of game.
Yeah.
This is definitely a game using words.
Yeah.
To go to his colorful wagon, mm-hmm. and on the way back, just look in the window at Blinsky's just to see if he's there, and then call it a day. And if I happen to see Will, then great. I might tell him that he has a solo dinner date tonight.
Do we need to RSVP?
There was no return envelope or anything inside, so if so, it was very rude.
Jeez.
To not include such stationery.
Ugh.
So no, you think he probably would assume that you're coming.
Oh dear.
So Bathwack's gonna head off, and it is to the east. The stockyard is very close to the east entrance to the town. Before you go, Nick's like, well, should we like meet back here a little bit before sunset?
That sounds good to me. I don't think I'll be gone that long.
Okay. So, Bathwack heads off down the road to the east.
I'm guessing no one wanted to come with me.
Does Rafina or Lank go with you?
Would you like... Do you want company?
No, please don't feel obliged.
Bathwack says that out loud. I guess no one goes with Bathwack.
We're in town. It's like the chances of, you know, he probably won't die in town. It's like not the most dangerous place we could possibly be. So if he wants to go solo, Blank's probably going to go take a nap.
I'm just curious about where Irina is, because I figure, are we still with her or not?
Crud, yeah.
She's still sitting next to me at the table having soup.
Actually, Mel, need to reconsider this. How long is a long rest?
8 hours.
Oh, there's no way we're getting 8 hours before this.
80 hours.
Let's say we didn't get it. Can we say we didn't get the invitation?
I don't think we can do that and get away with it.
Mm-hmm. I've noticed this about D&D, that there are often things that we figure out somehow subliminally that we're supposed to do even though we don't want to do them, and we still have to do them.
You don't have to do anything you want to do. It's
you
D&D.
So don't have to.
Rafina could head out of town. You could go up and jump in the lake.
Right.
Yeah.
You were all telling me things, but you were lying.
No, it's true.
You really could do whatever you want.
Seriously.
I could, but still someone would go to dinner tonight.
Probably.
Maybe. If someone wants to.
It depends.
Lank's planning to go so he can, because I'm figuring the Burgomaster will have something other than beet soup and wolf.
Maybe waffles.
He may have waffles. He may be able to point me to where I could get waffles.
Yeah.
Yes. Beet waffles.
Because what kind of mayor doesn't know where to get waffles in this town? Right?
Right.
I'm going to finish my soup and go take a nap.
All right.
Yeah.
And Rafina, you're accompanying Bathwack? Or are you going to go burn the mayor's house down so you don't have to go to dinner and nobody else will either? We all know you have a tinderbox.
Yeah.
With appropriate tinders.
You know, there's like a secret chat. You can secret chat to the DM on the side if you don't want us all to know that you burned the mayor's house down.
This is true. We walk up and we're like, oh man.
That would be fun.
We just hear soft typing, and then, like, man's house is burned down.
My eyes are darting back and forth.
You hear a soft gasp from me. Okay, so, Rafina, you are going with Bathwack, or...?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. So, you all go your ways, and let's go back to Will. You make your way to Blinsky's toy shop.
I take a deep breath before I go in. I'm like, all right. And then I go in.
Okay. The door's open. You don't see anybody in the shop from where you are.
Is it burned down? Did Rafina get here too? No, Rafina!
She's more of a pyromaniac than you.
Is there, like, a bell on the counter or
yes,
anything?
There is.
I also, before I ring the bell, is the doll still here that was the Irina doll? It was behind the counter before. I was just curious if it's still there.
No.
It's not there?
No.
All right. It's not there. I ring the bell.
Okay. You hear some shuffling in the back, and after maybe 45 seconds or so, Blinsky comes out. And he comes up to the counter. The monkey scurries out behind him and heads up to the shelf that he usually heads to on the in the room.
Okay.
And he goes, "Oh, hello, Will. What do you want?"
Just a couple simple things. One, I just was wondering if you've made any progress on what I asked you to do last time. I gave you that club.
The club?
The piece of wood that I gave you that I told mm-hmm. you to make something for Lank, that dwarf that's traveling with us.
Oh, yes, yes. No, haven't done anything with that yet.
All right. I just have a request.
What?
Another commission.
And oh, okay.
I was curious how much it would cost for you to drop, like, everything else that you have going on and do this for me.
I don't know. Blinsky have a lot going on. What is it you want?
You have so many customers, I know, like, super lining up out the door.
All right. What is it you want?
Okay, I need you to make... I know that this is not your regular thing, but I need you to make a false arm for a girl, a woman, about this tall, and he, you know, this tall. I don't think he's met her, right?
No.
He hasn't met her yet. So
he's made her doll.
Right, he's made her doll, but, you know, I don't want a doll arm. I want a human-sized arm for a woman, like, about, it doesn't have to be super fancy, but it has to make it look like she has an arm.
You want the false arm?
Yes. It doesn't have to be fancy.
It's not toy. How?
No, it's not toy, but is something that would be... If you made a doll that looked like a person and you made
so
all
you,
this other stuff...
So you want a false arm to give to real person
yes.
to have as arm?
Yes.
How? Where does person's arm end? How big does it need to be? Is it from shoulder to fingers?
She's an octopus. It's a tentacled...
You stupid man! Listen what I say!
Whoa, you're in a bad mood, Blinsky. What's going on with you?
You just... And he sort of shakes his head. He says, Blinsky, sorry. What? I just want to know where is Lady Stump on body? Is it shoulder stump? Is
yes,
it elbow stump?
It needs to be a full arm. I'm pretty sure I will check with my dungeon master. Dungeon master! It was at the shoulder, correct?
I actually always pictured it at the elbow, unless
oh, really?
I said otherwise.
Just have him make it all the way to the shoulder, and you can hack off any extra.
Yeah. Well, I'll just
I want it to the shoulder and also a hacksaw.
Well, in the... I want a full-blown chainsaw that I can fasten to her stump.
Mm-hmm.
She's gonna be fighting a lot of zombies.
Shop smart, shop Blinsky.
Yeah, shop be smart. Shop be mart.
Shop be Blinsky.
Be Blinsky. Okay. I'll just go by whatever you say. If it's sorry, it is at the elbow, apparently.
Either I said it, I never said, and it's always been from the elbow, or I said
that
it's from the elbow.
That I made was the full arm, remember, for the ad.
Mm.
Remember that I drew? That's always what I pictured, but if it was wrong, then that's okay. Just clarify right now and just say, I always pictured that, you just said that, so that's fine. I always pictured it.
What did I picture?
You just said the forearm.
I know, but did I?
Guys, let's talk about this for 2 hours.
Is this the first? Is this the first issue of Canon for Pork Fried Dice?
It's definitely the only time this has ever happened. Davian? Davian?
I love that. I love the idea of getting him to make the wrong arm, taking it to her, taking it to her and being like, oh, sorry, and then having to saw it like right in front of her.
What? Does this cause any bad feelings? Like,
I seriously think he should make a life-size model of all of Arena. And then we can just...
just
hack off.
Yeah, exactly.
There we go. Perfect. That will take the least amount of time. I mean, I'm just looking for... I mean, like, so my explanation behind this is I'm just looking for something so that if Strahd does find her, we don't get, like, killed. If we're, like, hanging out with her and she has no arm, we're not just, like, killed immediately. Will's like, we almost got killed by a fireball. I need to get this lady a fake arm so that she doesn't look like we messed her up. Is that was his logic in doing this. And he's like, I don't want anyone to think, oh, he's so nice and he's getting an arm. So he's doing it by himself. Get out of here, people.
I'm going back on what I just said, and I'm going to say shoulder.
Oh, okay.
Now that feels right to me. Okay. So hopefully I never said.
Here comes the hate mail.
elbow stump fans. There's a whole subreddit
team elbow.
For them.
All right, so that he relays that information. So it's at the shoulder, full
arm.
Okay,
full arm, full as much arm as you can can lose.
And if you can, and if you can make it like maybe bend at the elbow. So if she wants to make it look like she's, come on, man, it's a hinge or something.
That's complicated
work. No, it is not, because she could wear a long sleeve. All it needs. I don't have a woodworking shop, nor am I a woodworker. But I know a door has a hinge on it, and you can do
so
that.
So you don't have the tools to do my work. You know nothing about my work, yet you know how complicated or simple it is.
Listen, Blinsky, look at all this crap in this store. You have the most complicated stuff. You can make a piece of wood in the shape of an arm.
I certainly
with
can.
With a hinge and another arm, and maybe the hand is the most detailed part.
Is doable. Sure.
Blinsky? That doll is gone. I can tell you're pissed probably because Isaac or whatever the hell his name is came in here and gave you trouble. Huh? Cannon! Gave you trouble. So what? Just Jesus, I didn't come here for a whole story, but I wouldn't say Jesus, because I don't know who that is. But what I mean...
Meanwhile, on the street, Bathwack and Rufina are like, I hear yelling!
Yeah.
I think that's Will!
Poor Blinsky's being abused! Let's go help him. But he's like, you know, he probably came in here, but come on!
Oh, yes, you're so worried about Blinsky's well-being. Anyway, yes, I make the arm for you. When you want it.
Now, like, as soon as possible. As soon as you can possibly make an arm. I will pay you whatever you want.
I was going to say, the time come with premium.
Yeah.
Yes. For job itself and make rush job, let me see. He starts counting on his fingers. He starts counting on his fingers. He narrates out loud. As he narrates out loud, him narrating out loud, and also narrating this and this. Let's see. I think that come to fair price be 20 gold. Half up front.
Will takes half the gold and just puts it on the desk. That's fine.
Thank you.
Yeah, you are so welcome. Now, what's your problem?
What problem? What do you mean?
You are usually a bowl of pancakes, or whatever you refer to as. Your belly shakes like a bowl full of pancakes. All the time.
Blinsky, the real reason I came in here was to see that jelly shake. A little slip of the tongue, but the secret's out. Would you dance for me?
You're the only toy I want.
He's not my type. Anyway, I'm serious though. You are usually so jovial, and
he waves his arm, his hand at you, and he says, "Ah, no, you no worry, Blinsky. Blinsky. Sorry, Blinsky. He's just tired."
Will just stares at him like, do we really have to go through all of this? Can you just tell me? We already know about the guy that is threatening to burn down.
Oh, Isaac came by the other day. I gave him doll. He go away. Request new doll. Still no arm.
Who's the new doll? Find out the new...
I don't know.
Same doll, phantom voice.
No. So, is it just because you don't like me? Is that what it is? Because that's
no,
fine.
No, Will, you're a good paying customer. You're fine. No, let me do my work. You go.
Is it Rictavio?
Is who Rictavio?
What is your problem?
No problem. I tell you, Blinsky tired.
You're not tired.
Blinsky no fun when Blinsky no sleep.
Blinsky, we what? Have been your only business for the past few days. We might give you more business. Can you just be honest?
I'm being honest. There's no problem. Now you problem. You bother
Can
me.
Can I roll for whatever to see if it's just, it's actually like a...
Sure, go ahead. It would be insight.
17 plus 1 is 18.
You don't think that he's just tired.
Yeah. All right, I don't think that you're just tired.
What do you care? I make you arm.
What I care, because you know what? If you're in a bad mood, you're going to give me a shitty arm, and I need a real arm.
Blinsky have good work ethic. He always do best work.
But you know what?
Here's don't insult
thing.
Me.
Here's the thing. Artists, and I know this because I consider myself in some ways an artist, are not going to perform they're in their best work if they're in a pissy mood, which you are. So tell me what's going on, because we have to live in this fucking city right now, too. I want to know if something's going on. What is going on?
Will?
What?
Nothing going on. Let me do my work. Now you bother me.
Oh, you bother me, man. Fine. I'll just send the giant turtle over here to figure things out, huh? You'd rather talk to him?
I don't want to talk to anyone. I have work to do. I have crazy real art to make.
What projects are you working on that are so
concerning? Well, you make other commission before. I have another arena doll to make. I have much business. People like having fun. People love toys.
I wish I like had a... I don't know what to do, you guys, because like...
I wonder if he's... Like, if it has anything to do with this festival.
Right.
I don't know.
That's what I was asking.
But I guess more of us come along.
Whoa. What was that?
What was that noise?
It was a sneeze.
Oh, so I sneezed. I'm sorry.
It sounded like the whip crack. I was like, ah, the demon is here.
Huh?
Oh, scary. Oh, God. I don't want to, like, be a... Oh, I could charm person. I'm going to charm person.
Okay.
It's a wisdom saving throw.
Okay. What's your DC?
It's 14. Does that ever get bigger?
Yes, it already has.
It has?
Mm-hmm.
No, it has not.
Size doesn't matter.
What do you do? What is it? Like,
oh, I'm
describe
sorry.
Like what it looks like when Will casts Charm Person.
All right. So Will, being at one point in his life, was pretty charming, and then he got to be jaded and angry and a crime boss, so he's not used to being charming anymore. So he like puts his head in his hands and thinks about this spell that he has, which is like his quick fix for being charming. Now he's gonna have to learn how to be charming again. But anyway, you attempt to charm a humanoid you can see within range. It must make a wisdom saving throw and does so with advantage if you or your companions are fighting it. So I don't know if that was a verbal fight, if that counts.
No, but what does it look like flavor wise verbal somatic? What does it look and sound like?
All right. Yeah, I like your pancakes. Your pancakes bring all the Wills to the yard. Okay.
You're a really crepe guy.
Nice. Okay.
You give him a surreptitious look.
Oh! I love it. Oh my God, that's amazing. I do. That's what it is. Syrup comes out of my eyes. Surreptitiously.
He screams and runs away.
I have, like, I, and this is...
Come on, actually... Will, you gotta butter him up. I didn't want to feel left out.
So, okay, for a spell where it has a verbal and a somatic, does it always have to look the same, or can it be different every time?
I don't know that that's... There is a rules answer to that.
Okay.
I always thought it was fun that it could be different.
Right.
I just think it has to have the intent behind it. For me, at least. Okay. I think that's more interesting,
okay.
I guess. I don't know.
So, like I said, he, like, puts the bridge of his nose, like, between his fingers as if he's, like, rubbing the start of a headache away.
Okay.
And then he's, like, I think he just reaches out and he's, like, you know what? I'm sorry. You're right. You know what? We don't even know each other, really. not very well. So you don't have to tell me your personal business. And he reaches out to, like, shake his hand as if, like, an apology. Is that okay? Is that verbal and somatic enough?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
All right. He sort of, his brow furrows, and it looks like maybe almost instinctually he reaches out to grab your hand. And when you touch his palm, you suddenly feel your locket warm up. Not like hot, like painful, almost like pleasant. But then you see this like almost like rage build in his eyes for just like maybe a second. And he pulls his hand away and he says, What are you trying to do to me?
And something in Will's head goes, this isn't Blinsky. That is my sudden, just based on what spells I can do. I don't think this is Blinsky. And Will hopefully can mask his sudden realization that this guy doesn't seem to even be Blinsky, is just what he suspects, like, based on what he knows about his own powers. And he might suspect that this is Izek or something like that. I don't know. It could be someone else, but just that is just what Katie is thinking. And I feel like Will's just like, this is not the same person. I am a little creeped out. Oh, crap. Okay. Sorry. What'd I do to you? Nothing. Being stupid. Pancake man. Just, I've got some more business to... So if you can do that, that'd be great.
Yep, I'll do it. You pay me, I do the job.
Okay.
You done here?
When is it going to be done?
You check back. I don't know how long it take. I never do something like this before. I send word to you if I haven't seen you soon when I do it. Are you still at Blue Water?
Maybe.
I maybe send you a message there.
All right. Sounds good. And he kind of, like, is backing towards the door to try to not, like, turn his back on this guy.
Okay. He's just glowering at you. Mm. Both hands on the counter.
Good luck with all your merrymaking. You seem to have a great merry time right now. Go ahead and do that. Goodbye. He walks out.
Okay. All right.
Oh my god, you guys, do you think that's Blinsky?
No, I thought that was a good guess.
He's definitely hiding something.
Right? He's either, like, under a spell or, like, is not Blinsky.
Or it's a kind of thing where, like, there's a guy under the counter with a sword and he's gonna kill him if he doesn't, like, he's like, yeah, everything's fine, get out.
Oh my god, Greg, oh shit. You know what, either way, Will would leave. Will would be like, I think I probably need some backup because I am no hero. Let's go get someone else. Let's go get Lank.
Let's go. I've had a 20-minute nap and a big bowl of beet soup. I'm ready to kick some ass.
All right. I just worry, like, this Izek guy has got to be something big in this town.
You know, you're putting these ideas into the dungeon master's head.
What do you think? It's just that Blinsky, you know, can't, he's constipated.
I feel like he's been sworn to secrecy by some evil thing.
But, like, the funny thing is, it's because I've been poring over my spells and thinking, like, okay, Will can now, he can change what he looks like at will. I've been thinking about these spells and stuff. So when all of a sudden I realized that he was, like, so not taking pleasure in the idea of something else, like, it was that. And then you said the locket thing, and I was like, oh, shit. Like, maybe everyone else, like, caught on much faster than I did or something.
No, I thought, yeah.
So wait, why are you sure why do you feel like it's a different person?
I'm not saying that for sure. I have, like, two theories. One is that he's not the right person or that he's under a spell. But then Greg just said maybe there's just someone with, a sword telling him what to do, like telling him to get rid of me out of the shop. Either way, I'm gonna try to go find you guys because now Will is like, oh man. It's gonna be the first time Will's like, help guys! Let's get together and do something! Blinsky's in a bad mood! Oh, let's cheer him up!
Thanks for listening. Please leave us a review on iTunes and visit porkfrieddice.com to find links to us on Facebook and Twitter. Be sure to join us next week to find out what happens to your favorite adventurers as they muddle their way through our demented mindscapes.